Gotta lean into the hard and the sort of the longer things, because that's where true lasting sort of satisfaction comes from.
Yeah, it's delayed gratification. Wealth is the same way.
Yes,
it really is. And like you said, it's the consistency. It's being able to be nimble. It's being able to hire. It's mastering all of these different skills. And wrapped into that, around it and throughout it, I would suspect to take our business, to take our personal life, to take everything and just truly amplify it, make it huge. It's not just all of these, mastering all of these soft skills. You also tactically have to know what your numbers are in and out in all areas of your life, right? Like Jay and I talk a lot about, we run our home in a lot of ways like a business, because it's necessary to keep everything flowing. You have those soft skills. And of course, you take care of your babies and you take care of each other with those soft skills. But in all areas of our world, knowing your numbers, knowing your processes, knowing your systems inside and out is just crucial. So can any of you talk to that and how that works in what you're building?
Yeah, I think the key word here, Carol, is predictability. When I look at my own businesses and I coach a lot of entrepreneurs, they're not feeling secure in that next commission or that next paycheck. And that all comes from knowing your numbers. All of that predictability comes from knowing what your leading indicators are and what your numbers are to get you to your results. So, you know, your lead generation levers, you know, and by the way, that can change. Seychelles so wisely talked about seasonality in life, you know, in business earlier. Every market is a little different. So if you know your leading indicators and you're constantly monitoring them, you can turn that spigot up and down depending on the market that you're in. So understanding financials, understanding return on investment, the concept of having, you know, having to do an ROI. Sarah, I love you to tell your story actually on having to do an ROI on every budget item. I'm fascinated by that, because to me, that is one of the best ways. I'm going to start coaching people. I'm copying your coach, teaching the concept of thinking in terms of ROI on everything.
Yeah, Via and I were having a conversation on Saturday, and I have multiple coaches. That's how big of a mess I am. But one of my coaches every year has me go through my P&L, and every line I have to put what the return is. And Via was like, "What do you mean? You mean just your lead gen, or just your marketing, right?" And I was like, "No, mm-hmm. every line." And she's like, "But how do you do that with like space, or how do you do that with?" And I said, "Exactly. Then you have to wrap your head around."
I was like, "Rent? Yes. Like, how do you ROI on rent?
Supplies.
What?" Well, then she bought the building. I mean,
No, but it's like, it makes you look at things and say, "Okay, well, how can I turn rent into a return?" Right? How can I turn that into a return, right? For us, like a big, in the real estate business, it's like your broker fee, right? All of us pay a broker fee. And a lot of times we don't hold that fee accountable. Well, now I do hold it accountable. I look at it and I say, okay, what's the return on that? And for us, a lot of it, it's like agent to agent referrals, right? Come from that sort of platform, which is a big return for many of us. And so, but are you holding each number accountable to getting you a return, not just the lead gen numbers? And I think that was a big moment with Via and I on Saturday, which was fun.
So my mind was blown. I mean, I always thought of ROI as lead generation and business development. Like, it didn't even occur to me to go line through line. That's a massive concept to me.
And you know what the crazy thing is? This all plays back into the discussion we've been having throughout this discussion, which is our lives are essentially a P&L. We have revenue. Our revenue are the good things that happen. The love we get from our family and the obviously the money is part of the revenue. But all the good things that come into our lives is that revenue in our lives. And then we have the expenses. We have the things we have to do. We may not like doing them, but they cost us. They cost us our time. They cost us our energy. They cost us potentially our relationships. And what Sarah just said really can be applied to our lives as well. Go look at all those expenses in your life. Go look at all those things that you're expending time and energy and social capital doing, and then ask yourself, what's the return I'm getting? And if the return isn't justified, or if the expense isn't justified by the return you're getting, well, that's an expense you should be kicking out of your life. So it's funny. I like it. It really all comes full. It really all comes full circle.
That's good.
That
yeah.
was really
and
good,
I think
Jay.
we read a good
Yeah, that's really good.
We read a good book this year. I think everybody's read it, but it's called The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. Fantastic book, really made me think about finances different. And it really talks about exactly what you're saying, Jay, is when we think about some of these personal things, we think about finance, we think about it as being really numbers driven, but we have to equate it somehow to our happiness level, right? Mm. And so I loved the book for that. And, you know, at the same time, we have to know our numbers in our personal life. Like I think about, you know, my husband and I have committed to a weekly date night for probably 14 years. And, you know, we've gone on over 400 dates, 500 dates in our lifetime. Right. And as business owners, a lot of times we know our numbers in our business, but we don't know our numbers in our personal life. So what are the priorities, just to kind of circle back around to the priorities mm-hmm. and link it to that. What are the things that you're doing on a daily basis that is going to lead you to the thing that you want to have happen in your family? So are you having dinner together as a family? Are you having breakfast together as a family? Are you going on a date night? Have you time blocked your vacations? Right. Those are all numbers that mm-hmm. turn into what you're talking about, Jay, which is like,